T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Marcos, come on, man. Long weekend. Yeah, turn it down. I don't feel so good, man.
You okay, dude? You look a little.
I got a little, almost shocked yesterday with that,
Wow.
It just ended up.
A little scratchy.
Yeah, I was drinking all weekend. I was up chucking all afternoon. No. A little day drinking,
Damn.
You want to have some fun times, but then, all of a sudden I got a bar coffee.
I've heard of that, actually.
And then I ate a little bit too much on the grill, and I got a little Sam Ryan heartburn here.
The worst.
Just, but thankfully, the remedy is, I guess, a 1-0 series lead, because I can't be my boy Bob there at the end, huh? Standing on his head.
Hey.
Woo!
You know what's weird?
They only got
like 20 shots on goal.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy. So
that's why I was so furious. It was tied for so long.
Right. Remember that one game the Panthers had like 60 shots to like 15 shots and they lost the game?
Yeah. I hate that team. I don't like taking them on. I don't like Vasilevskiy. He still scares me.
Oh, he's so good. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to sweat out this first round so much. I hate it. But the Cats win. Big time performance by them yesterday. Get this series off on the right foot. And some monster saves by Sergei Bobrovsky there at the end.
I got a little nervous when the penalty was called.
Oh.
And my man goes, if I'm going down, you going down. He took his stick.
it was good to get that off of the right foot. Building looked lit yesterday with the Cats going up. You had your three studs scoring for you, with Sam Reinhart doing what he does, Carter Verhaeghe with the lead, and then those idiots go empty net with like 4 minutes left, and Tkachuk's like, dummies, empty netter.
You know what else sucks?
What?
It sucked. Well, it was a good thing and a bad thing. I was going back and forth because I don't watch, I don't like watching.
I don't know. How do you not have two games on at once? How do you not do that?
Because I don't like watching a little game. Like when I do it during football season, but it's different because I can still listen to the game on my earphones and then watch the Dolphins.
I think that's even crazier than not watching. The fact that you listen to games on the radio while watching a game.
No, I have it on my computer. I have the game on my computer.
So you have some visual there.
Yeah. If something happens, I'll turn and look. But I usually focus on the TV. Hmm. But for like Heat and Panthers, I'm not. No, I don't want. No.
Why?
It's just no. I like, here's what I do. I'm starting off with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, Panthers. Your game is a little bit slower. Right? And then soon as, they start going three crazy, I say, okay, this is going to be a Panthers game.
So you bailed, is what you're saying.
I didn't.
You bailed.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's real. No, I have them both on at the same time. I'm going, you know, I'm like, I'm ping ponging around. I had the cats on, you know, Ballystream, so I could scroll back if I'm missing something. Whenever there's some time breaking, but the end of that Panthers game, it was furious. Yeah, definitely, it was locked in, and they get themselves the 1-0 lead. Simultaneously, get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Miami Heat get drubbed in game one. They lose by 20, 114-90. And, you know, it was it got off to a really bad start. Like right off the bat, yeah. They're down by 15. And they feverishly come back, get it to within 5, and then...
Oh my goodness. Holy smokes. It was like 5 Tyler Heroes out there.
Was that the greatest day in Boston sports history with Sam Hauser just going and lighting us up from 3? They must have been thrilled between him and Porzingis. The intangibles were all over the place. Man, Doris Burke loves Kristaps Porzingis.
Jesus. Oh my goodness.
All over him. Good God. But yeah, it was off to a when you bailed, Leroy, but it was a rough one. It was a rough one, especially that.
Now keep in mind, when I bailed, I still go back and forth.
Oh well, then you didn't really bail then. So like,
no, I didn't. Like,
so when
I
you say bail, there. The Panthers just got your TV, and then maybe you'd flip.
Yeah,
back.
And then I they got the priority.
I got you.
Because I mean, being 30 down means that you get the side. You know,
I understand. I understand what I still don't understand. I mean, you have a lot of TVs. I don't understand. You can't put, you can't have IT set up a couple TVs for the playoff week. Now I don't think we have a conflict again until Saturday. I want to say, so I think we're good the rest of the week. I think you're down to just one television, and you should be good. But yeah, it was really rough. It was a rough performance. But, I mean, nobody had a rougher performance than Tyler Hero. He was terrible.
I mean, like, one of the things that I think he needs to, like, just get a grip on, right, especially with this team, on this team, just play basketball, right? Don't worry about the numbers. Just play good, solid basketball, and that's going to mean more for this team than anything. So if you protect the ball, you make plays, you get it to the open guy, that's all you can ask for, right? It's when he tries to do too much and kicks it around and throws it to the other team because he's trying to do too much. Now, not only did you not get a shot, but then they get a fast they get a fast break or an easy score or a 3, and then it's compounded. And so he just needs to relax and play.
Yeah, like I just feel like, and look, there's obviously a focus. They got some great defenders out there on the point of attack against him, and you know they did a number. I mean, they were blocking his floater, they were blocking his 3-point shot. But
right.
You know, like you said, I think sometimes he tries to get a little bit too perfect, and he's just got to let it rip. One of the
right,
things, of the things you love about Terry Rozier just let it rip. Like he'll just
right.
You know, it might look like an insane shot, but. You know, Tyler always feels like he's trying to...
At least gets... Here's what I want on every series. Get a shot. Get a good shot. I can deal with not making it, but I can't deal with you trying to throw it between the legs of 5 guys to get it, you know, near the goal, and then they take it and go the other way. And the thing that Terry... Look, if all else fails, Terry was going to get you a shot.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And I think that just means, hey, relax and play. If it means you only have 15, that's what Jimmy was good at,
mm-hmm.
Right? Jimmy, like, regardless if he gets 10 shots, he had a good feel of the game. Okay, maybe this game I need 20 shots. He could kind of get a good feel of where the game was and what he needed to do.
Yeah,
instead of going in predetermining what needed to happen, and I think that's what Tyler did.
I thought Jaime did that. Jaime did that in good spots. Like he just played, like you just said, just try to.
He just plays.
Just go play ball, man. Same thing with Jovic. And that's the thing that I think everybody came away with. It's like, hey, How come it seemed like the young guys were more poised? And I get it. They're not the maybe the focal point of the defense, but there were some ones yesterday where it's just like, hey.
Like,
it looks like
Jovic is older than Tyler.
Yeah.
But he's been playing professional basketball longer. That's my point that I made last year.
I have a lot of fun watching him play basketball. He is a delight. He is a delight and honest too, because like they're asking Jovic after the game about the zone defense, and he goes, let me tell you about the zone defense. He goes, that Porzingis, too tall for the zone.
I mean, just, right?
Everybody from Serbia and Slovenia, they're so honest on things. They're so like, they're just like, he goes, so you know what happened with this defense? He goes, what happened? Porzingis happened. What do you mean? What happened?
Here's the deal. When English is your second language, it's hard to translate it. So you can only use the words.
I think it was as clear as anybody else who was tiptoeing around it.
Dude, and didn't Porzingis come into the league looking like Chet Holmgren?
Wasn't as thin, but he definitely wasn't muscular.
Yeah, he looks like a big dude now. Maybe?
I didn't find him to look like he was that intimidating. But he's still tall.
He was thin when he first got into the league. I mean, now he looks like he puts
some
weight up.
Isn't that your man muscles thing? Like he's old now. He's old now.
But it doesn't like here. There's a cut off of this because I think Wembanyama gonna be skinny forever. Right? There's certain guys like there's certain.
We better hope so.
I was gonna say we hope so because what else are we gonna do?
I mean, so it's harder for me to determine that with taller guys. Like you look at what's my man from the Pelicans. He gonna be skinny forever.
Ingram? Yeah, Ingram's gonna be skinny forever.
Yeah, that guy gonna be skinny forever. He's so skinny forever. I don't know how that looks.
So it's KD.
KD, right? Just a skinny dude, right?
Yeah, that was brutal. He like had like one part in the second half where I was like, oh, here we go. And then they cut it to 11.
And then Tyler
Hero turned it over. I was like,
pfft. See, that's and that's, I think, there's a fine line between being so cautious you don't try to make plays and try to make plays while being cautious and not turning the ball over. And I don't know what that line is for him. I don't know in his mind when he determines, okay, I got to try this or not try this, right? And I think that's something that Jimmy had, you know, really well. Jimmy very rarely turned the ball over, mm-hmm. right? And so at least you knew you were going to get a shot. Same thing with Bam. Bam brings the ball up. Somebody's going to get a decent shot, right? Whether you make it or not, at least you got your attempt. And you can't afford this team. Let me tell you something.
Whoa.
This team cannot afford to not get up a shot. You need to get up as many shots as possible because your ass ain't been making them.
When they were doing that Jackie Moon thing between Caleb, they did Caleb and Tyler. you take it. And then throw it at Hawkins' feet.
With 2 seconds left.
I was like, boys,
right? So by the time you get it to the shooter, he's got 1.2 seconds and he chucks up a shot that counts against him and it wasn't a good shot.
Yeah, it was rough. But My confidence remains high. All we gotta do is go take one. We're not gonna shoot that poorly the second time around. It was Brick City.
Okay, they called off the dogs.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay,
I'm not worried about it.
Okay,
you can't overreact. Like, look, you guys can't act.
I'm not. Listen, it's just one game. It don't matter whether you use by 30 or one.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
look,
doesn't matter. But
if Boston didn't win that game, if they didn't win that game. The stains in the undies of all the O'Keefes and O'Malleys was going to be quite potent because you better win that game. He'd have played 3 out of 4, all right, and played a couple of games that past week. You guys had a week off laying up. You better come out and hit him with the haymaker. Otherwise, what are we doing here? So congratulations. You guys did what you were supposed to do for like the first time in forever against the Miami Heat. And now we can bring it to a couple days off. Spo's going to make some adjustments. And Wednesday, Leroy, we even this puppy up.
First time since 2000.
Here's what I would say to you.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about what you said that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last year ain't this year, dude. The Heat are different. The Celtics are different. So why do you keep putting that like you always used to? This is a different team.
I didn't mention anything about last year. All I said was they finally were able to do in a series something they were able to, that they were supposed to do. Congrats to them.
Okay.
But like, I'm not really bringing up last year. I'm just like, hey, let's give them their flowers. They finally won a game they were supposed to win. Congratulations to Boston. Congratulations.
I mean,
but here's the thing, Boston. Don't lose game two.
I think.
Don't lose game two.
Let me ask you a question. You think there's more pressure on the Heat to win game two? Or the Celtics to win game two?
Celtics, because by far.
By far. Okay. You still have more confidence in the Heat than you do in the Panthers?
Huh?
Remember I asked you what team you feel most comfortable with?
Yeah, without Jimmy Butler, yes, I have more confidence in the Panthers. Congratulations. You've beaten me down.
It wasn't.
Wow. Congratulations. You beat me
down.
Congratulations. Way to change the circumstances.
Wow, dude.
I'm not changing.
Way to kick a man when he has now, Leroy.
Wait a minute, I didn't do anything.
Way to kick a man when he's
Leroy the Rain Cloudy. Wow. Say it. I dare it. Say it. Yeah, and then what? You know, why don't you ask him when it's fair is fair? Ask me when Kachuk's out.
I did.
Oh. Ask me when Kachuk's. You didn't.
I did.
You didn't ask me that question when Jimmy Butler got hurt?
No, I asked you before that. I asked you way before everything started.
Yeah, and the facts have changed.
Towards the end of the year.
Yeah, but the facts have changed.
The facts have changed. Okay. I just, here. My only question with the Heat, can they score enough?
Yep, been the question all year, for sure.
Right, but so for me saying something like that is not a shocker to anybody.
Nobody's saying it should be.
Okay. All right.
Nobody's saying it should be. I'm not here disagreeing with you. I don't know. I feel like you're trying to buck up for a quibble, and I'm not here to quibble with you.
No. And then it scares me even more that the team they play against shoot 1,000 threes a game.
I know. Soft team, right? Soft jump shooting team. Like okay. they're basically like the Atlanta Hawks 60 win team of a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah.
You just got to get in their kitchen one time.
You know what the Heat need to do? Here's what they need to do. Take away one thing, whatever that is. I don't know, you know.
Preferably the
powers,
three.
The powers that be will determine, you know, what. Let's make sure this next game, they don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with the other stuff. But whatever that is, you put everything you have in eliminating that. And then let's see where it goes from there. It's hard to take away the three sometimes because they move the ball a lot and everybody shoots the damn three on the team.
Yeah, well, it's tough to take away the three when one of their 3-point shooters is 7'4".
There's that.
I never listen. That was the first time I'm like, wow, the Heat looks small.
We will get to some more stuff from this game, including
look at this. I'm ready.
Wow, look at Leroy.
My first. Marcos?
Where did you get that from?
My first iced coffee.
What is that?
Wow.
Seas and Slay?
Yeah, he got that from Race
Cali Track. Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Cali Coffee.
All right. Oh, okay. We'll take a quick break.
Why y'all ain't tell me? Why y'all ain't tell me about iced coffee?
You tell me when we break.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I know you've been hurt.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Hey, we're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 56 WQM. That's where you guys can get in on the chat. Welcoming all you rat bastards in there. Schmeathan says that an iced coffee is the final infinity stone for Leroy going full-blown Karen.
Point for Twitcher.
A Karen with an iced coffee is a different type of beast, you know?
What are you... Hold on. By the way, I went to J-Fake's party.
Oh, how was it?
Nice.
Did you win a Domino's?
No! Guess why? Who do you think my partner was?
J-Fake?
No!
Her dad?
Worse.
Her mom.
Robbie!
Oh!
I would have never guessed that.
And he's bad?
And her dad has some partner. He was old, and
he probably stared
at. Oh,
probably played pirates in like dominoes.
Oh my goodness! He was old. He had a cut off shirt.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Looking swole as an old man, just sitting at the table, looking swole.
And Robbie wasn't a good partner.
Yeah. Like it's hard here. So there's two types of dominoes. Cubans play with the nine dots, right?
Yes.
So it goes all the way up to nine.
Mm-hmm.
I play with six, right?
Why does that matter? I always hear this. Why does that matter? Just because there's more?
Because there's more extra dominoes.
Gotcha.
So it's harder to figure out who has what because you have some that are unused.
Okay, so Cuban style is tougher.
I play with six. So when there's... When there's six mm-hmm. and you have four players, there's only all of them are used. So when you lock up the board, you can get a better feel of who knows who has what. Right. So it's a little different. And there was so many dots. I had to keep counting because nine is a lot. So but other than that, it was fun. Man, you know who I was looking for. I was wondering if she invited the cropper, but she didn't.
She didn't?
Well, he wasn't there, but...
you don't crop them out and still get an invite.
Cropped off the list.
But no, had some fun. Her mom's best friend, she was putting lips on everybody. Mm. I'm like, yo.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did Big Spoon go with you, or did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I went with Big Spoon, and I went with Rebecca.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
I took the fam and now, yeah, look, her best friend was out of control. And then we're having a barbecue. And her dad made a point to say this, not a competition. Because, you know, Robbie was there.
Just some friendly, co-grilling.
Yeah, he tried to get odds.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, Saturday night. That sounds like it was a fun time. Saturday night, I was locked into the boxing match. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney.
Hey, and man. Please tell me what the hell happened because...
Well, first of all, loud wrong, as I said. We were all picking...
Tobin. Ryan Garcia pulled the Tobin. He had everybody fooled.
This troll job, which I'm still not even sure is a troll job. I really don't know. I think he might just... You know,
be crazy?
We've had this in the past. Listen, we've had some wild boxers who are just like... a little out of control outside the ring, and they're wild. Tyson, you know, De La Hoya. I mean, these guys, Ricardo Mayorga, like these guys who are just like a little bit squirrely outside the ring, but man, they get in there and they can fight. And Ryan Garcia, first of all, I mean, that left hook was just so on the money against Devin Haney. And Devin Haney, who is known for being technical and defensive and all that type of stuff, I mean, he got lit up with that thing and just had no answer for it. The other thing that was just very noticeable about missing the weight, Ryan Garcia looked three weight classes bigger than him. Like, it was really noticeable that Ryan Garcia was a lot, because Devin Haney, who doesn't have power, as I did tell you guys last week, doesn't knock anybody out.
Pillow hands.
But, like, it was even more noticeable because Ryan Garcia kept doing this weird thing where, like, they were calling it a shoulder roll, but it really wasn't. It was like a back roll. Like, he literally, like, turtled his back and just allowed Devin Haney to, like, hit him in the back like this. But he wasn't hurt, so he didn't care. And then, right. So he would just have these flurries for 30 seconds. where he would just, he would light, like right off the bat, lit him up in the first round. He was like, whoa, all right. But then they get to, was it the sixth or the seventh where he put him down? I think it was the seventh.
Seventh, for sure.
He puts him in the seventh round. Leroy, this was some of the most corrupt refereeing I've ever seen in my life. This official was definitely on Team Haney or on the take of something.
Because he counted to 20?
Dude, it was not only like he kept taking away knockdowns from Ryan Garcia, but immediately, like, they were clenched the whole... The one thing that was annoying about this fight, I think anybody who watched, they were clenched up the whole time. Where, like, they'd get tied up, and most of it was Devin Haney. Like, he kept, you know, being locked up in... and so, like, yeah, bring him up. And so... You know, out of frustration, Ryan Garcia, like, hits him on the break. You're not supposed to hit on the break. You're supposed to let the referee, you know, square it off. So Ryan Garcia hits him on the break as the ref's breaking him up. And immediately after he gets the first knockdown, no warning. You usually get a warning, you know, a little warning, you know. But Ryan Garcia was frustrated, so he hits Devin Haney on the break. Doesn't knock down, but he had been knocked down already in that round. And the referee takes a point away from Ryan Garcia immediately, so basically takes away his knockdown round. But in the midst of this, afterwards, he keeps knocking him down. Like, the whole response by Devin Haney was he was going to clinch, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to try and hold on, but he was doing it like at a crazy like level. It was so blatant. And so Ryan Garcia just kept hitting him, and he kept falling, and the ref just kept calling a slip. We're like, whoa, dude. First of all, fight probably should have been stopped after the seventh round. But even the fact that it wasn't, you definitely took two knockdowns away from him. And a point. So it was some of the most corrupt officiating I've seen in fighting in a long, long time.
And
so much
still
so
couldn't win.
So much so that I was like, they're going to screw Ryan. And so Ryan Garcia goes out. He knocks him down two more times. So probably should have had like six knockdowns, but only officially was given three. And I was still thinking to myself, they're probably still going to screw this guy out of it. One card had a draw. I thought that person was high as a kite.
That was crazy.
What?
I was like, what? Yeah, that was crazy.
Had a draw? I guess you, because they're taking
the points.
So technically you had the point taken away, so you would have had Garcia winning without the corrupt official. But it was, dude,
had he lost, we'd still be talking about that ref.
It was bad. And the crazy thing is, so Ryan Garcia, where do you think he's coming to celebrate?
Miami.
Of course. He's already here. He's already here to celebrate. But he apparently bet $2 million on himself. 112.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
You're allowed to do that in that sport.
It's boxing, you can. Yeah, boxing, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, my God. And he gave... So before the fight started, he's out $3.5 million.
He basically invested his weight cut miss on himself in the bet and came back and won all of that money. He won $12 million.
That's not even count. He's going to make like 30, 40 million on this fight.
Yep. And now he's the biggest star in boxing. So now like everybody's like, well, he's crazy. When do I get to see him again? Who do we get to see? And Devin Haney was messed up. Like they're saying he may have a broken jaw. He was talking like Daffy Duck after the fight. Like he was like, you know, like it was bad. It was an ass kicking.
So here's when you know you work with a couple of degenerates, because you didn't text me to see how the party was. You didn't text me to say, all I see is chili pepper.
Did you really bet on him by decision?
Yes, I did. Wow. Look at that. Look at that, dude. $10? Turn
into First of all, 200.
You know what? Props to you, dude.
Here's the problem with that.
Let's give it up for Frog.
You know what the biggest problem with that is?
Thank you.
Frog Boy knows fighting better than
because
I do.
Because usually if Ryan Garcia wins, he's knocking him out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he should have.
If Ryan Garcia's winning, he's knocking him out.
The only guy who was happy with the official was Frog Boy. Because Frog Boy had him by decision.
Yes. Me and that ref had the
ref's
same
like, bet. Yes. Love this ref.
You and the ref had the same bet?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. We talked about it before.
So I was, and it sucks. You know, we do this in sports, too. All the shenanigans that go on before the actual fight or game or event, the more time you have, the more things you come up with to change your mind on who's going to do what, right? And basically, Ryan Garcia acted a fool before the fight so that his odds went way up. Right? His odds went skyrocket.
It was so crazy. People were like, this guy should, the commission should step in and not let him fight. And this is, this is, by the way, before he missed weight by 3.5 pounds, which this guy steps on the scale, drinks a beer because he has such disregard for making weight. So in a way, it's like, man, kind of rotten what he did.
Wait, he drank a beer
on the scale. He walked onto the scale with a beer, chugs a long neck, and then gets the hell off. And he's like, yeah, he goes, I don't know if I should be patted on the back for this, but he said, but I drank every night before the fight. He goes, I feel bad. He's like Devin Haney, like the meme of Devin Haney, who's like, you know, struggling to make weight because he's always said that he, you know, struggled to make these lighter weights, which that's another question for Devin Haney because it's like, hey, man, if you can, you know, if you look like that at 140, what are you going to look like at 147? You know, I don't know. But he, it's crazy. Like, this guy is, I don't know, like,
it's almost like he's an evil genius.
Yeah. Right? It's one of these things where, like, he's also just really talented, and I don't know what he's getting off of just... Because, like, look, if you would have seen the Gervonta fight, Gervonta had a hydration clause. Like, he couldn't get above a certain weight, and Gervonta messed him up. Gervonta, like, it didn't even... And I think that went into this. It's like, people were like, well, Gervonta... You know, it wasn't really even close. And, you know, Ryan Garcia is going to look how he's behaving. How does anybody think he's going to have a chance? He's a wild card, man. It was a wild thing to see.
Isn't that for the fight game?
Oh, it was awesome.
Isn't that the best situation?
Yeah.
The clean cut boxer going in against the crazy man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is like, I just think, you still think he got a different level crazy in him. But, you know, he just looks like he went about this fight like an evil genius.
Timbo Slice.
Because he still boxed well. It wasn't like he was in there fighting raggedy.
Timbo Slice says, can't be considered a genius when you can't win the belt because you're too fat. Yeah, but I know, but does he care? Like, yes, he's never won the championship.
Isn't he going to move up in class anyway?
He'll probably do whatever the hell he wants. But if you win, like, tell him he didn't win the championship. Like, this kind of goes back to like the Francis Ngannou thing against Tyson Fury, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could say, okay, Francis Ngannou lost that night technically.
Yeah.
But did he? And first of all, I didn't even think that he lost that fight.
No, he got robbed.
But he comes out of that, gets another fight with AJ. Well, yeah, he got blasted, but the guy made $40 million over the last two fights.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So,
blasted though.
Oh, dude. I mean, it was a bad one. Anthony Joshua killed him. But it has to be a crazy thing where, yeah, this Ryan Garcia just goes in there and has this type of a victory. And now everybody's like captivated. They can't wait to see him. He's nonstop on social media. As I told you guys, like, he's the first real boxer that is a social media creation. Like, but that's not like Jake Paul. Like, he got his popularity off of kids really good looking, does really cool stuff and drills on Instagram. Everybody wants to see him fight, but nobody really knows is he as skilled as everybody else. But man, that dude with that left hook, I mean, that was dynamic. It was like, you know, that we've seen some great guys who have just the one weapon. Remember we were watching like the David Tua montage back in the day? That guy's got oof. But this thing's like lightning. Just pummeled Devin Haney.
Wow.
Crazy day. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll get back into the Heat, Panthers, NFL draft week. Marcos thinks I'm making up articles. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I know you wrote that, dude.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. For any Bostonians tuning in for grief listening today, go to hell.
Yeah. We're sad, but still, go to hell.
Yeah. I'm really not that sad.
I saw some things I liked.
I'm not that sad. I actually am like, I'm not that sad, and I'm not broken by any means whatsoever. Mm. I was, you know, like the way it was going in the first quarter and then battling back the way they did, I was like, all right. That was pretty typical for what you would hope would be the, like when you were like, oh, what could be the worst start to this game? You got it, like right off the bat.
Yeah.
But they did battle back, and then in the second quarter, you're like, all right, looking like something, and then Hauser just goes crazy. So, like, look, that team can shoot, but I'm not broken yet. Anybody who thinks that you got old Tobes, you don't. However, Tyler Hero needs to have a huge bounce back game. He needs to do what he did in the playing before. And I know by no means are the Bulls the Celtics on any level.
Right.
But he you're not gonna have it. That I know. If Tyler Hero doesn't produce at any level like that, and I'm not counting that fourth quarter. That fourth quarter, I mean, DeLon Wright hit 5 3 pointers.
Pretty good.
DeLon Wright turns into Ray Allen. It was crazy.
Needed that a little early.
He's good though, dude. He has turned himself into a rotation player. I like the fact that DeLon has gotten to where he's at, but Tyler was.
I think with Tyler, you think less is more. Like the less he tries to do and just plays, the better it'll be for everybody.
Seems
like he forced the issue way too many times, and sometimes you got to be aware of. Like certain, hey, I don't want to force a turnover here and have them go on a run and have the crowd get into it. So I'm going to just run a set offense. I'm going to get things going. Let's get a good shot, right? Because if they get the ball that way, that's a lot different than them stealing the ball or quick pass down the floor dunk.
Marcos and I were talking about this during the break, if there's going to be a starting lineup change because – it's a little dependent on one thing, and it's how healthy he is, and I don't know the answer to that. And Duncan, that is put Duncan back in the starting lineup. And I'm not saying bench Tyler. I think if you bench anybody, you'll probably bench Jaime. And then...
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. That guy plays with the most energy on the team.
He does.
And you need that energy to start a game so they don't run away with it early.
Yeah, but
he's the only one that plays with that energy.
I don't disagree with you. Here's just my thinking on it is he's not going to get the first crack at it anyway. Like, it's going to be Tyler. So why not give him the first in for Tyler and be your sixth man? And then you have the shooting to go along on that starting lineup to see if Duncan can get to a spot. Like I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I'm just saying if Spo is going to make a move, the move to me is you got to put Duncan in, and you're not going to bench Tyler. So are you going to bench either Caleb or would you bench Jaime?
But here's the other thing, okay? That while we sitting here saying bench one or the other, any one of those three plays 10 times the defense that Tyler plays.
Oh, that's fair.
And so you're always, to be honest with you, this is not a knock on Tyler. If I wanted to do something to slow them down to start a game so we could feel that we were in it the whole game and not let them run away with it, the prudent play would be to bench Tyler. At least keep it close.
I don't think you could do that unless you have Terry back, though.
I know you can't because you don't really have a facilitator, and I don't necessarily want to see Bam or Caleb taking the ball up the top of the key.
Okay,
I get it. It's change of pace every now and then. I need the ball in Tyler's hands, right? That being said, basketball is the way they do it, if you have a soft spot, they will keep working that offense until you're exposed. So either Tyler's defense need to get better. They need to stay in that zone and let Porzingis kill him.
Or Hauser.
Right? Or Hauser.
It's a tough team to zone against because they just shoot. Like, they're going to shoot.
They don't care.
They're going to shoot.
So, I don't know what you do. So you take away the three by playing man. Right? But then you expose yourself to those one-on-ones and Tatum backing down somebody like Tyler.
Yeah. We'll see.
So
we'll see.
I don't know what you do. I would say at this point, two is better than three. So I take my chances that way. The other problem is now you expose yourself to a lot of fouls.
Well, we'll figure. We'll see what Spo's got up his sleeve. But, you know, he is, he's got a couple
ain't
days
gonna
to
play no more zone.
Huh?
They ain't playing no more zone unless Bam get in foul trouble.
Yeah, for sure. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.